Welcome to episode 815 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue to explore the topic we discussed last time. The concept of the new covenant, prophesied by Jeremiah, takes on profound significance in the light of Jesus' life and teachings. There are many similarities between Jeremiah's new covenant and Jesus' ministry. Here are a few. First, breaking with the old covenant's limitations. Both Jeremiah and Jesus critique the failings of the Mosaic covenant, particularly its external focus on rituals and sacrifices, without corresponding internal transformation. Jeremiah 7 verses 8 to 9. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and go after foreign gods whom you have not known? Jeremiah 6 verse 20. For what good is incense from Sheba to me, or sweet cane from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices pleasing to me. Compare this to Jesus' words. Matthew 23, verses 23 to 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, but have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. These you ought to have done, without neglecting the others. In John 4, 21 to 24, Jesus says, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know, we worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such people to worship him. Next, emphasis on forgiveness. Both Jeremiah and Jesus highlight God's willingness to forgive sin, not through ritualistic sacrifices, but through genuine repentance and personal connection with God. Jeremiah 31, verse 34. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. And this is Jesus in Luke 7, verses 47 to 48. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, he loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Now, inward transformation. Both Jeremiah and Jesus emphasize the importance of transforming hearts and minds to live righteously and compassionately. This inward transformation supersedes mere outward adherence to laws and rituals. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jesus in Luke 6, verse 45. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure brings forth evil. For the mouth speaks from what the heart is full. Next, relationship with God. Both Jeremiah and Jesus place emphasis on a direct and personal relationship with God, accessible through faith and love, rather than solely through intermediaries like priests. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And Jeremiah 31, verse 1. Thus says the Lord, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And note the words of Jesus in Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Another similarity? universal scope. Both Jeremiah and Jesus envision a covenant extended not just to Judah, but to all people, transcending national and ethnic boundaries. Jeremiah 31:31. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Earlier in Jeremiah 16, verse 19, "The nation shall come from the farthest parts of the earth to bring sacrifices to the Lord, offerings, grain offerings, frankincense, and burnt offerings to his house." Jesus in John 3:16 declares, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." The whoever is inclusive of anyone and everyone. And then, in the Great Commission of Matthew 28:19, Jesus says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Both Jeremiah and Jesus criticized the reliance on external practices and rituals as the sole means of demonstrating faithfulness. They emphasize that true worship and obedience stem from inner transformation, a genuine change of heart and mind that manifests in ethical living and a desire for justice. This shift from outward compliance to inward commitment becomes a cornerstone of both the New Covenant and Jesus' teachings. Both figures grapple with the complexities of suffering and God's justice. Jeremiah experiences personal persecution and witnesses the devastation of Judah, questioning God's seemingly harsh judgment. Jesus endures the ultimate suffering on the cross, challenging human notions of divine retribution and revealing God's profound love, even in the midst of pain. How does Jesus fulfill the new covenant? Let's examine some of the ways. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, becomes the ultimate sacrifice for sin, fulfilling the need for a once-and-for-all atonement that transcends animal sacrifices. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, who indwells believers, writing God's law on their hearts, replacing external codes with internal guidance. Jesus offers direct access to God through faith, fulfilling the promise of a closer and more personal relationship. Jesus' death opens the door for salvation to all, regardless of nationality or ethnicity, making the covenant truly universal. Many Christian theologians view Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of the new covenant prophesied by Jeremiah. His life, death, and teachings perfectly embody the core principles of this covenant, offering a new way of relating to God and living righteously. Others see Jesus as both fulfilling and transforming the old covenant. While retaining certain core truths, he reinterprets and expands upon them, offering a more profound and personal relationship with God. Jesus' embodiment of the new covenant offers us, as Christians, the following: assurance of forgiveness and redemption through faith in his sacrifice, guidance for living a holy and compassionate life through the indwelling Holy Spirit, a sense of belonging to a universal community of believers transcending earthly boundaries, hope for a future where God's will prevails and righteousness reigns. While differences in interpretation exist, there's no doubt that Jesus' life and teachings profoundly resonate with the themes of the new covenant prophesied by Jeremiah. He offers a way for humanity to enter into a deeper and more transformative relationship with God, embodying the core principles of forgiveness, inward transformation, and universal love. Jesus' fulfillment of the new covenant provides Christians with a powerful foundation for faith, hope, and living a life aligned with God's will. Father, we thank you for the new covenant prophesied by Jeremiah and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Help us to embrace the inward transformation you offer, writing your law on our hearts and minds. May we seek justice, mercy, and faithfulness in our lives, following Jesus' example. Forgive our iniquities and remember our sins no more, as you have promised. Guide us to worship you in spirit and truth, and let your love and grace be known to all people, transcending every boundary. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.